Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today is a good friend of the station, a friend of UTEP, guest lecturer, because he has spoken to a lot of our classes and helped them out as far as dealing with certain film aspects, reminding them about what's important, what's not important, because everybody has a different perspective. But Charlie has come to El Paso to premiere some of his movies, documentaries that he's done. And the latest one is called 43. That's because on September 26th of last year, 43 students went missing in Guerrero, Mexico, and they haven't been heard from since. Charlie, thank you very much for being with us here today.
You're welcome.
Now, I said a lot of things about you here, but if you wouldn't mind kind of backing us up and letting us know when you started, what happened, because I guess not too long ago we interviewed an author who mentioned the situation with Adam Walsh and the fact that, you know, raising kids has become very different. You just can't let them play outside, anything like that. So you were a young man in New York City when you decided to go into films, or that's what you decided you wanted to be when you grew up.
Well, I was actually working on the local news like you did.
Okay.
I did that for 10 years and reached a fork in the road in my life and got burned out doing news, felt as if a new career was needed. And the 20-year anniversary of the bowling alley massacre in Las Cruces was upon us in 2009. 2010 is when the movie came out, Nightmare in Las Cruces. And yeah, here I am 17 films later. And it's always great to sit down with you, Louis, because you were the first teacher I met at UTEP. I literally randomly walked into Cotton, the building here on campus, and you couldn't have been nicer. And you introduced me to other UTEP teachers who were also very, very open and polite and respectful, and they wanted me to talk about the Juarez tragedy along with the bowling alley massacre that's touched so many lives in the borderland. 13,000 murders in Juarez since 2008. So this film, 43, was sort of a natural progression. I mean, I think a lot of people expected me to make it because my films represent innocent people who have been victims. We have a lot of victims here. They're supposedly been murdered, all 43 students. This crime, Louis, has gotten the most attention of any crime in Mexico in the 21st century. And it's because they were innocent students. They weren't cartel members. If they were cartel members, it just would have went in one ear and out the other. I think this crime, forget about me saying I think, this crime really angered Mexico. And Enrique Peña Nieto, the president, is in big trouble. His approval rating has never been lower. It's at 34%. Two-thirds of Mexico wants him out. They hate him. They hate his wife. And he's only halfway through his term. It's a tough situation for him.
Now, what about, as you mentioned, it's a very interesting topic and something that a lot of people want to find out more about. But people may wonder, Charlie, what attracted you to come to the El Paso area? And, of course, you mentioned the bowling alley massacre a little while ago.
You covered that.
But, yes, not just that. You decided to look into the border region and you came up with a lot more films.
Well, this is exactly what happened. The 20-year anniversary of the bowling alley massacre was on February the 10th, 2010. So in 2009, when it was approaching, that's when I made the film. And then it came out in 2010, and that's right when the Juarez situation got really, really bad, was in 2010, 8 murders a day. So I decided to check out what was going on down there. And I started making films. I did a trilogy in Juarez. So it was a timing thing. It was completely a timing thing where the Juarez tragedy was at its peak, the violence, during the 20-year anniversary of the bowling alley massacre. Had I come to the El Paso area, let's say in 2005, I probably just would have made that one film in Las Cruces and left town. But the fact that the Juarez violence had reached its peak, that overlap, that timing, made me stay in El Paso. God put me here for a reason. I've always believed that. The Bible is the truth. Read it. And every time I pass by that mountain on I-10, that's my favorite line in the borderland, is the Bible is the truth. Read it.
And you're referring to what's on the mountain?
Yes, in Juarez, yes.
Now, what about the fact that This particular crime angered a lot of people. You mentioned the president and the first lady. What kind of reaction did you get from some of your friends, say, like in New York, and that you told them that you were working on something like this? Because a lot of times people will hear just all the negative about the border, and then the journalist doesn't follow up with another story. Parachute journalists is what they call.
Yeah, well, this particular one, I was encouraged by people to make the film because of the severe injustice. I mean, we're talking about 43 innocent students and their parents. Some of the parents, I believe five of them, came to UTEP in March. So a great job by UTEP to recognize the story and have the parents come in here and talk to the students. So this crime has gotten international feedback. I mean, people as far away as Australia, they've actually protested about this severe injustice in Mexico. I think this crime was the tipping point where people in Mexico have really had it. Enough is enough with the injustice. We're talking about 135,000 dead Mexicans since 2007. Most of those victims have been innocent.
What roadblocks did you run into this? Because a lot of these documentaries that you've done are not necessarily, you know, nice features, except for the one you did about the basketball players at Coronado and Franklin, which, you know, went national, that story. And it was a great way of showing, you know, mankind being kind to one another.
Very tough subject, Louis. I'm so used to Chihuahua, but my last two films in Mexico, I think I've grown and extended myself, and it's been a reach, but a good reach for me creatively, artistically, to go to Sinaloa, make a film about Chapo, go to Guerrero and make a film about the 43 missing students. I think I've grown as an artist. Mexico has really become a severe state of mind for me. And Mexico has become instinctive now for me. I understand the people, the culture. And I get annoyed when I hear people talking about Mexico, but yet they don't go into Mexico and report. They do it from the outside in the United States, and all they do is read off of wire reports. That's not good. If you really want to know what's going on in Mexico, you get your rear end in there and you talk to the Mexican people.
This film that is going to be shown here in El Paso and also here on campus, correct?
Yes, it actually played back on Thursday, September the 24th.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay,
yeah.
Play. Tell us, you did this also on the anniversary of another tragic event that happened in 68.
Yeah, today's the 47-year anniversary of the 1968 massacre. It occurred on October the 2nd. So my film will open up at Bassett on October the 9th for at least 1 week, 43. For more information, you can go on 43film.com, and that's the numbers 43. But yeah, today is the remembrance of the 47th anniversary of the 300 protesters approximately who were murdered in Mexico City. These were, again, I believe high school and college students. Right before the Olympics. And these 43 students that went missing, according to one report, they were trying to go raise money after they hijacked five buses, which they normally do. This was in Iguala, Guerrero. Another report had it that they were going to protest a speech and that the mayor of Iguala's wife ordered that the students be taken away by the local police, who were then transferred to the Guerreros Unidos cartel.
Okay, so the students, what happened is they were on a mission to raise money. What specifically what they're trying to do, and then what happened?
Well, they were trying to raise money because every October the 2nd, which is today, the 47-year anniversary, they're trying to raise money because every October 2nd, a bunch of groups protest in Mexico City in honor of these 300 students that were massacred back on October 2nd, 1968. So Ayotzinapa became the hub of a bunch of schools, maybe 17 to 20 rural schools that were trying to raise money to plan this huge event today. And so that was one report, that they were going to Iguala from their school in Tixla. That's where Ayotzinapa is located, to raise money. Now, reports vary. Another report had it that they were going to disrupt the speech given by the Iguala mayor's wife, who was campaigning to be the next mayor of Iguala to take over for her husband. The mayor's wife got wind of that. She apparently had connections with the Beltran Leyva cartel, ordered that the students not interrupt her speech, to be taken away by the local police, who then turned them over to the Guerreros Unidos cartel, and then they were shot, burned, and thrown into a landfill in Cocula. So there's varying reports on what exactly the students were attempting to do after they hijacked these five buses. That's what they normally do to get from point A to point B, because these students are so poor, left-wing radicals that are so poor that that's their only way to get from one city to another is to hijack these buses. Apparently they have an agreement with these bus owners, and then they return them, and I'm sure there's some money that's exchanged from the students to the bus owners on based on how much they raise. So what exactly were they going to Iguala for? Was it to raise money? Was it to protest a speech, or both?
We are visiting with Charlie Min. Charlie is a director-producer of documentaries. His latest film is 43, which is a recollection of what happened on September 26th of last year when 43 students went missing. When you started this quest, doing this film, I would imagine that, you know, people didn't say, oh, come on over, Charlie, we can really talk about this. You ran to a lot of roadblocks, and because I would imagine your name is pretty familiar in Mexico now, some people may have wanted to help you, and others said, you know, perhaps warning, red flags.
You know, in Guerrero, I don't know how many people know me down there. I mean, that was my first time down there. I mean, in Juarez, I did a trilogy. But in Guerrero, in this particular case, because it involved 43 innocent students, I think more people, if anything, would be more helpful to get justice. I was okay with this film. I didn't really hit too many roadblocks at all. It does deal with the cartels because the government, the Mexican government, is telling their people that the Guerreros Unidos cartel shot and burned and got rid of these students, basically murdered them. So, but when you look back at who was murdered here, 43 innocent students, that's if they were murdered. That's why this got so much attention, was because it dealt with innocent victims and not cartel members. That's why it got the attention that it did.
So for the benefit of our listeners, if they want to see this, what can they expect to see? I mean, 43, and the way it looks here in the poster, it's pretty powerful. You don't need any other graphic images, anything like that. That in itself tells you something is wrong.
Plenty of emotion. I'm trying to think of the right word. I mean, in this film, I mean, it's a very emotional film. We've had a couple of screenings for it, and the reaction has been very, very emotional. And it's an emotional story, and it should be depicted on screen that way. And I really hope people will come out and support this cause. Some of the money from the box office will go to the school, Ayotzinapa. And no other crime in Mexico has gotten this kind of attention in the 21st century.
Tell us about the screening, where it's going to be, and perhaps also where can people go to see a trailer of this, because you've had trailers of your previous films.
Yes, you always have to have a trailer as a filmmaker to let people, to entice people's appetite, to let them know what the movie's about. The movie's going to open up at Bassett Friday, October the 9th. It's going to run for at least a week. Tickets are on sale. The show times are the same every day. It starts at 11:30 in the morning and runs in two-hour increments until 9:30. 9:30 will be the last show. So 11:30, 1:30, every 2 hours until the last show, which begins at 9:30.
What about in Mexico? Will this film be shown in Mexico at all?
Probably not, because any film that deals with any hint of criticism for the government of Mexico, usually those films are banned.
Charlie, we want to thank you very much for being with us here today. Before we leave, if you wouldn't mind giving us the website people can go to.
43film.com, and that's the number 43.
Thank you very much for being with us here, Charlie. We've been visiting with Charlie Min, director-producer of the recent documentary 43. The views expressed during this program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of KTEP. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, DJ Orozco. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.